French police have launched an anti-terror operation in the northwest of Paris following the arrest of a man accused of planning an attack in France. Police have been searching a block of flats in the suburb of Argenteuil. Hugh Schofield reports from the city.
The block of flats has been evacuated and police are searching for traces of weapons or explosives. There's a large security cordon around the area. The Interior Minister, Bernard Cazeneuve, said it follows the arrest on Thursday morning of an important suspect. The man, who's of French nationality, is suspected of being involved at a high level in a plan to carry out an attack. This plan, said Mr. Cazeneuve, was at an advanced stage but had now been foiled. He said the arrest followed several weeks of investigation, but there was no evidence at this stage to link it with either the Brussels or the Paris attacks.
Officials in Belgium say they've arrested six people in the capital, Brussels, 2 days after the jihadist attacks on the airport and metro, which killed more than 30 people. They said three of the suspects were detained outside a federal prosecutor's office in the city centre. The US Secretary of State John Kerry says he's agreed with Russia to accelerate work towards a political transition in Syria. Mr. Kerry made the comments after he met President Putin in Moscow.
I believe Russia is fully engaged in this effort, and all of us are going to try to get President Assad to make the right decision in these next days to engage in a political process that results in a genuine transition and in peace for Syria.
The Russian Foreign Minister, Sergei Lavrov, said his country and the U.S. would push for direct talks between the Syrian government and the opposition. The United Nations says the genocide conviction of the former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic sends a strong signal to everyone in positions of responsibility that they will be held accountable for their actions. Mr. Karadzic was sentenced to 40 years in prison. He was found guilty at The Hague of 10 charges, including criminal responsibility for genocide at Srebrenica. Police in Egypt say they found the killers of an Italian student, Giulio Regeni, whose body was discovered in a ditch in Cairo last month. Marcus Elba reports.
Giulio Regeni went to Egypt to do research on the rise of independent labor movements since the end of the rule of Hosni Mubarak in 2011. He disappeared in January and was found at the side of a road 9 days later. Marks of torture on his body led human rights activists to accuse the security forces of his murder. The Egyptian government has always denied this and police now say they know who killed him. It was, they say, a gang of criminals that specialized in abducting foreigners while posing as policemen. They say the members of the gang were killed in an exchange of fire with police officers earlier on Thursday.
World news from the BBC. Officials in Nigeria say Boko Haram militants have abducted 16 women in a remote northeastern area. The women include gathering firewood and fishing in Adamawa State. A local resident said two of the abducted women managed to escape by jumping into a river. The security forces say they've launched a rescue operation. On the final day of his visit to Argentina, President Obama has visited a memorial to the victims of the military government that seized power exactly 40 years ago. Mr. Obama acknowledged that the U.S. government was too slow to stand up for human rights in Argentina at the time. He promised to release more secret files from the era, detailing U.S. support for the installation of one of the region's most brutal regimes in 1976. Tens of thousands of people marched through the streets of Buenos Aires to mark the anniversary of the coup. The organisers of the Rio Olympics have cancelled a test event for indoor cycling at this year's Games because the velodrome will not be ready in time. The two-day event was scheduled to begin on the 30th of April. Laura Bicker reports.
Organisers say they are 120% confident the venue will be ready by the end of May, but there will be no test event. Several Olympic venues have experienced issues. The installation of the Mundo Athletics Tracks has been delayed by heavy rain, and the bay which will host the sailing event is still heavily polluted. Brazil also remains deeply embroiled in one of the worst political scandals in its history, which involves one of the game's main construction companies, Odebrecht.
The games are due to open on the 5th of August.